Hi, Elsie.
Hi, Jess.
How are you?
How exciting this life of technology that we both are living in. And John, this is great.
Yeah, too bad it's not working. Today is not a good technology day for us.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I think it's my fault, though. I think it's my fault.
Yes,
I think some really weird crap is happening with my Wi-Fi. And so usually we record on TriCast or Cast, as it's known. And for whatever reason, I could not get into the website like at all. It like Zippo, like nothing. Like, I don't know why. But would you like to tell our peeps what we're doing and how we are connecting at this moment?
We're having a three-way.
Okay. we're having a three-way.
We're actually using the audio call on Slack so we could hear each other. And we're recording each other's, we each recording our own voice. And then I'm recording the whole everything on one track. So I have a sync track. So, and then here's the real annoying part is we have all these clips to play and you can't hear them. So what has to happen is you have to pretend like you hear them. And then that's how we do this.
Right.
We're having some fun.
We are such fun. So,
It's been a giant pain in the ass.
We get on?
We have like 45 minutes to record. Luckily, we have barely anything to say, so we're all set.
Exactly. Barely do. But we do have to start with our new podcast movement, the Sheepy Meetup. You got the stuff put up, Jess.
I have the stuff. Now the link is shepodcast.com/PM17. And whether or not you have a ticket to Podcast Movement, you can still find out more information and then buy a ticket. They're only $5. But basically, it's going to be a live taping of our show. And we're going to do a roundup of the event. And I think we're going to like roast a few people and maybe have some like guest interviews and some audience participation. And the first 100 people to get a ticket get a special swag bag with some fun stuff in it. So yeah, it's pretty exciting. So go ahead to shepodcast.com/PM17. And if you don't already have your Podcast Movement tickets, right now you can get 15% off the ticket, which by the way, is the most any affiliate person is offering. Everyone else, I believe, only has 10%. Elsie and I get the hookup. So our code is shepodcast. Just put it in where it says promo code and get 15% off your ticket to Podcast Movement, and then we will be so excited to see you in person in Anaheim in August.
I know. It's going to be super fun. And this is going to be the first time that I think, obviously, we're going to be doing this whole live component thing and with the segments and all that fun stuff that we generally have. So hopefully that'll work out. We still have to talk about how that's going to happen in terms of technicalities. But hey, you know, if we can get... I don't know. We can all sing our own jingles, or the people could sing the jingles because a lot of them sing the jingles. So
yeah, they can sing the jingles. We'll say, "Do you guys know the tooltips one?" And then the audience will go, "Elsie's tooltips." It'll be wonderful.
Oh my gosh, that's right. See that?
That'll be so fun.
So it is going to be so fun. So you guys do show up. It's going to be great. It's going to be so awesome. So awesome. And again, doing another bit of a shout out for you guys. For those of you guys who are doing a session at Podcast Movement, do send your audio to us about your session. Like pitch yourself, like promote yourself, send us something that's 30 to 60 seconds so we can put it on the show and we can really just highlight what you're doing and then people will get excited about your stuff. Yay.
Yeah.
Let's do that. All right.
Yeah.
So why don't
Let's go ahead and move
on to our news that are very, very little news that we have. But our news are brought to you by our patrons. So I know, Jess, you and I have to have maybe like a conversation around some of the stuff that I've been thinking about doing.
Well, while I have you, when are you free?
When am I free? I'm actually have more freedom now than I have. Than I have in the past, like, what,
Let's
4 weeks?
Let's schedule it. Could we? This is the only time I'm going to... Can you talk Friday?
Yes. After we're recording the feed on Friday up to around 12:30. So after 12:30, yes.
So 1 o'clock, I have a date with you.
Yes.
Done.
Yay! So we're going to be talking about a little bit of the Patreon stuff, but it's going to be... hopefully everybody, you that are listening that really support this, you're going to start to understand how you can participate, get some stuff from us, as well as support a larger movement that Jess and I are really, we really, really believe in, about women getting behind the microphone and putting our voices forward, as well as getting more, you know, women in all the different spaces in terms of digital media. So we're going to do it through education, and we're going to do it through community, and we're going to do it with you guys. So whatever we can work out together as a group is what's going to happen. So if you want to be part of this movement already, you can start just by just giving us $1 a month, because just $1 a month will get you a lot of really fun things that are going to be coming your way. And only our patrons are going to be accessed into these things, as well as have a say, because everybody wants to have a say.
So, I think it's hilarious that you're trying to get people to sign up for our Patreon by telling them about stuff that you and I haven't even discussed yet, that we just made an appointment for Friday, but that they're going to get in on it early, even though we literally have no information other than that to tell them.
I know, because I have it in my own head. But
well, that's all that matters as far as I'm concerned. If I were you, I would sign up, because Elsie has a very clear vision. And when Elsie has a vision, it comes to fruition. Hey, that rhymes.
Oh my gosh, look at that. That's pretty fantastic.
Okay, Elsie, let's go to the news.
The news you can use. For the informed podcaster, podcasting news.
So the first item on the agenda is not something that we can actually play for you, but something I really think you should check out, because I would love to know what you think about this. It is a YouTube video, and it's a trailer for the new television show that is based on Alex Blumberg of Startup, and it's called Alex Inc., starring Zach Braff and a little girl that was in a movie called The Internship, where Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn went to go work at Google, and Christopher from The Sopranos. And it kind of looks funny to me. You know, it is definitely all televisioned up, but, you know, he does say, I'm starting a podcast company, and they do kind of explain what kind of podcast he does, even in the trailer. And I think that part so far is really cool. So I'd love for you guys to go take a look at this video and then send us an email, feedback@shepodcast.com, and let us know what you think. And Elsie, I'd like to know what you think first.
I'm not sold yet on this thing. I'm wondering how
long. Did you think it looked funny or not?
There were some, yeah. I mean, there's like a scene, I mean, with the kid, I think, towards the end of the thing that I was that's funny. But, but you know what? The conversations with his wife, like, that's really interesting. And I guess what it was is, like, I just kept thinking, like, where is this going to go? Like, you know, because the regular startup, the podcast that this is based on, only lasted, I mean, as it was presented, that iteration only lasted for one season, meaning the focus on Alex Blumberg and the birth of his podcast company was only the focus of the first season. So I'm wondering, like, where it's going to go. And I guess that's the interesting thing about it, you know? And
I mean, yeah, you can either go with the growth of Gimlet, or you can go with the, you know, the rotating cast of nut jobs that are going to be his podcast hosts. I mean, you don't know how.
Yeah.
Also, you can probably stretch.
That's true.
If they only got a 13 episode arc, and it's really 20 minutes of content per arc, because because there's commercials. So, like, you could really stretch out, like, to half the season of the podcast. Podcast is unlimited supply of, you know, of minutes, whereas television is 20 at best. So, I mean, it could stretch out a couple seasons, and then who knows where it'll go.
I think it's going to be interesting to see all the characters, all of the, what I want to see is them making fun of the radio people.
Me too.
Yeah, because it's going to be, it's the radio people that they're going to be focusing in. There's no indie podcasters in this Gimlet Media place. It's just all the people who are totally serious. You know, they're like the producers and the editors and the, not to say that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that these are like the procasters. So I am looking
they're gonna
forward
be funny
to
in this, though,
that.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. They must, which is because it's a comedy. So That's going to be interesting. So, but going back though, Jess, because remember the conversation we had last week, you were worried that they were going to change the entire theme around this. And
I didn't know that podcasting would be so prevalent. That's what I was worried about. But
exactly.
It looks like it's pretty prevalent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. They're like my podcast company.
No, but then in the middle of it, he's got an assistant that says you create very highly produced, highly detailed pieces. And like, I'm glad that she does that because, you know, people will start to I think the whole show just as itself will help people start to listen. I think like Zach Braff, love him or hate him, he's an extremely lovable character on television. And like, I like his woe is me, butt of the joke kind of sense of humor. So I think it'll be fun to watch just to see how it goes.
Yeah. I'm willing to give it a go. I'm willing.
Can't do anything but make our jobs better.
Yes. I do agree with that. Now, the other thing is that I think the reason that I'm so is because I don't really have a TV. So I don't get a chance to be excited about any of this stuff. I have to be sort of like, And
can I buy you a TV?
When am I going to? No, because we don't have, we can't get TV. I mean, I have a giant TV is what I'm saying. I have a gigantic TV where the girls could see the DVDs, but I'm not going to get, we can't get cable. We can't
you
get
can't
like,
or
I mean,
won't.
I guess, no, we can't. We literally cannot. It's a thing. We cannot. And so I am not willing to pay, I don't know how many dollars a month for DirecTV. And I think the only thing that we can do is get one of those, what are those things called? The antennas, the old school antennas. And I think we could be able to get some free television that way.
Hold on. How much is DirecTV? I don't even know anyone who has it.
I think it's like $30. But if I'm spending $30 a month for DirecTV, I'd rather spend it on something else.
It's a business
like,
expense. It's work research.
No, it's not.
It is if there's a podcast show.
It is. Yeah, but I just don't. It's like if I'm seriously $30 a month, I'd rather join some other group that is a business expense, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. We don't want the only people that it would literally be to watch that show when it comes on. And that's not worth it
no,
to
that's
me
dumb.
At all. I'd rather pay for Hulu. I'd rather watch
the Handmaid's
Tale.
If you did pay for
Hulu,
you could watch it because they put all the shows on Hulu, I believe.
We'll see. Hulu would be a better app. I would be more up because
Netflix.
I want to watch The Handmaid's Tale, whatever
yes,
it's called.
Yes, I know. I want to watch that too. But that's a different podcast. Okay, so...
yes, it is.
Yeah, so we recommend that you check out the trailer. Let us know what you think. And then Elsie found this amazing piece of audio by Matt Walsh. And I just want to explain for people who... Did you know who Matt Walsh was before you started watching this? Have you seen him in other stuff? Because I have a feeling you have not.
No, I do not know who he is. And this is actually kudos to Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting because he put it on his wall and I watched it and I thought it was hilarious because it hits on some fairly, very, very key things in the podcasting space.
He also, Matt Walsh has been in like a bunch of movies, but he's always like a secondary character, but he is damn funny and he's damn funny in this. So I hope you guys enjoy the, the audio.
Take it away, Matt Walsh.
Hey, everyone, I'm Matt Walsh. Maybe you've seen me on Veep on HBO, or maybe you've seen me with your ears on UCB Sports and Leisure. It's a podcast about the intersection of athletics and relaxation. Now, such a specific theme for a show seems like it'd be restrictive, but actually, focusing on a niche topic is the best way to stand out in today's crowded podcasting landscape. In fact, I produce and host several other podcasts that have all found success in appealing to an ultra-specific niche audience. Here's just a few examples. Once again, you're listening to The Exact Genealogy Show with Matt Walsh. As you listeners already know, I'm half Irish, a quarter Ecuadorian, 1/8 Somalian, 1/32 Icelandic, 1/64 American Samoan, and 1/64 Papua New Guinean. So, what do you say we open up the phone lines to other folks who are also half Irish, a quarter Ecuadorian, 1/8 Somalian? I'm Matt Walsh, and welcome back to Residents of Glenwood Boulevard. Okay, look, I'm going to say what we've all been thinking for a real long time. If the Pulowskis don't shut that damn beagle up, I will. I will, okay? This is Glenwood Boulevard. If I wanted to live next door to a zoo, then I'd have bought property on Porchberry Street, but I didn't. Thanks again for being with us today on Clothing-Based Phobias. Here today with me is Daryl Burnett, a man with a crippling fear of men's boxer briefs. Daryl, how do you feel about boxers?
I'm fine with them, Matt.
And briefs?
Yeah, good. No problems.
How about boxer briefs?
Oh, God. Man, I don't even want to think about it.
Okay, slow down, Daryl. What is it about boxer briefs that bothers you?
Well, gosh, I mean, everything about them. I mean, not only does looking at them just make me feel ill, but sometimes I even become nauseated by descriptive imagery of the disgusting things.
I got to interrupt you really fast, Daryl, just for a brief word from our sponsor, okay? Today's show is brought to you by MeUndies.
Oh, God, no.
MeUndies, inventors of the soft, stretchy, breathable men's boxer briefs featuring a diamond seam pouch that cradles your... Well, that's all the time we have today for the Matt Walsh Talks About Podcast. Podcast. That's right. The intro and outro of this video was also a podcast. Click here to subscribe and don't forget to review us.
Wow, that was so amazing.
What did you think about that? What did you think?
It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. Baby, it's so good. No, it's good. I think he's funny.
You know what was really interesting to me is, oh my gosh. All right. So I was listening to a podcast. Imagine that. And in this, I'm going to keep this vague because. All right. So I was listening to a podcast from one of the women from the E-League. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to leave it at that. Mm-hmm. She was interviewing somebody that is kind of famous in the podcasting space. And I kid you not, some of the language that Matt Walsh used in this. This other person also used in this, like, really? But seriously. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. So it was so poignant because it was almost the exact
like word for word.
Language. Yes. Like word for word, but it was a joke.
That is hilarious.
Yes. It was pretty funny, but you know, there is some power and hilarity that he put out there, especially with all of the funny shows and all the niche down stuff. And, you know, there's a part of me that agrees with that. And there's a part of me that totally just doesn't. Taking away from the funny, you know, I'm not, he was fantastic.
In podcasts, though, it is good to niche down.
Yes, it is. But at the same time, sometimes, if you get too focused on that, just like what he was saying, like, you know, when he was, what did he say? Like the genealogy one, where it's like, he's like a quarter, you know, this and a 50% that and 17% here. And it's like, well, that's a little too much, don't you think? Like people are trying to do that a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
That is all. It's okay to just want to get behind the microphone. Yeah, it's okay to get behind the microphone and just talk. It's okay because you want to do it, you know, and then slowly grow it from what you want. But I just thought it was funny.
That is really funny. You know how I feel about this content? I'm speechless, Elsie. I'm truly speechless.
Are you?
Okay. I am truly speechless.
Fantastic. But we loved Matt Walsh.
I'm so sorry.
But
we love Matt Walsh. Yeah.
Shall we? Shall we move over to our weird and wild show of the week then?
I think we should.
Weird and wild.
Weird and wild.
Weird and wild. Show of the week.
Okay.
So Huff.
So here we are. So the Huff. Arianna Huffington.
Not to be
confused
with the Huff.
Series.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, no, no.
Right.
So if anybody that's listening right now, this is when I wish that we had like direct communication with the listeners. If we would say to you.
What do you mean?
No, no, no. What I'm saying, if they could respond to us right now and we said, Arianna Huffington has a podcast series. What do you think it's about? I wonder how many people
would say news.
Would get it.
All of them.
No, would say what it's about.
How would they know? This is a complete blow your mind show. I would never have guessed this, ever.
I know, which is kind of silly. So Arianna Huffington has a podcast series that basically wants you to sleep and be well with yourself. And it's positioned very well with Sleep Number as their sponsor. So there you have it.
That's interesting. It's now that's about, interesting.
I know, right? So the series features the media mogul and sleep advocate. I did not know she was a sleep advocate. I had no idea that was even a thing.
As opposed
talking
to what?
Talking with celebrities. I don't know. Media. Oh, she already has a media mogul there. So I don't know what other. I mean, I don't know. I would say I wouldn't know. Would you call yourself a sleep advocate, though?
I mean, I certainly enjoy it. So I say, yes, I am a sleep advocate.
Okay.
What do you have to do to be not a sleep advocate? Just stay up all the time? What has to happen in order for you to not be considered a sleep advocate? Do you have to promote non-sleep activities like walking and running or eating and you know, sex? I mean, yes, I'm a sleep advocate.
Oh my gosh, you're totally right. We can all write that in our resumes.
I mean, I guess they're trying to compare it to like being a feminism advocate. But again, that shit doesn't make sense to me because the definition of feminism just means you agree men and women should be paid equally. And if you don't, you're just an idiot. You're not just not a feminist. You're an idiot. It's just stupid. Why would two people not be paid for the same job? It doesn't mean you're supposed to serve you know, serve your man or not serve your man. So is that what this means? Are you supposed to, is she a sleep advocate because what? She promotes good sleep hygiene, or is it because she wears those little like blue glasses before she goes to sleep, or like, does she like,
hey, we have to find out.
You have to advocate. Let's do it. You're right.
Well,
I'll stop bantering.
Yeah, because though it seems like here. Okay, so let's continue reading with this article because I think it explains it just for us.
Let's.
They knew we were going to have this conversation. So she's going to be having these interviews with Jennifer Aniston, talking about her relationship with her phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know. I'm just thinking the same thing. What?
And a billionaire Mark Cuban talking about managing email and meetings, which is all very exciting. I wonder if this is supposed to make you go to sleep. I don't know. I mean,
that's what I thought. Well, based on what you wrote in Trello, she wants you to sleep. I thought, oh, she's doing a Sleep With Me podcast, but it's Ariana Huffington.
And she's talking to celebrities about
their
phones. So
she's literally wasting the opportunity to interview Jennifer Aniston, but asking her about her iPhone apps and how she.
Yeah.
No mention of Brad
Pitt.
Just
about.
No mention of the hottie Justin Theroux, who she's engaged to. No mention. Yeah, dude, she's married. That dude is so hot. And not only that, he's a Brooklynite and he's extremely funny. He wrote Tropic Thunder, he wrote Iron Man 2. He's a funny MF-er. And like, but instead of asking about what it's like to sleep with Justin Theroux, she's going to say, Jennifer, tell me about your iPhone. What is the relationship like between you and your iPhone? Are you and Siri good friends or no? Or how about we ask a billionaire, Mark Cuban, who could probably give us who probably has if not found, bought and purchased the Fountain of Youth, for Christ's sake. He's so rich. But no, let's talk to him about how to manage his email, because you can't Google that and find 1,000 amazing tips. No, we have to know about Mark Cuban's email preferences. And so now Mark Cuban is going to get on this podcast and go, well, I don't really like the Gmail tabs, Ariana. I find them annoying. So what I do is who the cares? And not only that, how many ads does it say they're going to be? 850? Hold on. I literally.
What are you talking about? No, we'll see. Okay.
This is iHeartMedia. Okay, I'm sorry. iHeartMedia is going to run ads across 850 broadcast radio stations. All right, but that has nothing to do with Ariana.
No, it doesn't.
A passionate audience that wants to live their lives with less burnout, less stress, but also more productivity, Huffington says. So it's not like a trade-off between achieving and being productive and taking care of yourself. Well, that I've never heard before.
Well, but wait, now we have a little bit more of information here, though. So to anyone who's been following, this is from the article, guys, quote, to anyone who's been following Huffington over the past year, it's probably no surprise that she chose Sleep Number for the series last year.
I don't think that's what's happening.
Wait, wait. Last year, she wrote The Sleep Revolution about the struggle she and many others have had with sleep deprivation and how to solve it. So therefore, having a partnership with Sleep Number, which uses the series to promote its new 360 smart bed. Right? Good? No? Are we sleeping?
See, what I read in the second or fourth paragraph here is that it says, the podcast is produced by iHeart in partnership with Sleep Number. So I almost had a feeling that iHeart and Sleep Number approached Ariana. But what am I saying? Ariana probably owns iHeart Media. What am I saying?
Right.
Girlfriend is not going to be asked to host anything. She's the owner. I mean, I don't know that for sure, so I could be totally wrong. I'm just saying. I don't really know. But it would stand to reason that, like, she would be in on the deal from the get-go and not, like, invited to do that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. But also, just the fact that of what we were talking about, maybe it is meant to be sort of like a mixture between Sleep With Me and...
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think we're just making
interview.
Fun of her. I don't
I
think
know.
So.
I know.
I think it's just a stupid... stupid idea. And
oh
it's based
God.
On Ariana Huffington's connections and relationships, but this just goes to prove that it doesn't, I mean, we haven't even listened to it. I'm totally saying it's the worst show ever.
We
haven't even listened to it. It could
we
be
haven't listened to it yet.
Flipping riveting. It could be
fantastic.
Riveting. But
yes.
My guess is that you can't just be famous and have famous friends and not talk to them about interesting things and think you have a decent podcast just because Sleep Number wants to pay you a bunch of money. It still needs to be good content. Like when I came to you and I wanted to get ads for what a kind of a podcast Toys R Us could do. I mean, you gave me the most brilliant, engaging, relatable ideas in the world. In the world. And nobody would think that up. There's no way that you would say, well, I know Jennifer
Huffington.
Let's call her up and ask her what she thinks about the new Barbie.
Right.
No. Cares. If you have a chance to interview Jennifer Aniston, I mean, I would even want to know. Don't even ask her about Justin and Brad. I want to know what kind of toothpaste she uses. I want to know what her hair looks like in the morning. I want to know if she has like a chicken nugget big toe or like a normal toe. Like I want to know like flaws and insecurities and like, you know, just I want her to be like a normal person. I don't care what apps she uses to relax and self-care. I just can't. I can't with this. Thank you for introducing me to this show. I love having a new
now
thing to hate.
Well, we never know. We have to listen now. Everyone now has to. Wait, has this been released already? Because I know this ad was this.
Oh,
was
I don't
supposed
know.
To be last week that we were talking about it. So this article was live May 15th.
Let's see.
I do not know if it is out yet. I'm
What's
sure it's
it
going to be launching here
it's
soon.
It's called
The Thrive
do we
Global
not even have a
podcast. Is that right?
No, that's the name of the. What? Yeah.
I think
Hold
that's
on,
what it's
it
called. The
Do you think it's in iTunes? Because it's on iHeartRadio. Does that mean it's not in iTunes?
No, it should be in iHeartRadio as well as
Global.
iTunes. So
it is in iTunes. It's already there. We already have Jennifer Aniston and Andre Iguodala. And I worked very hard to say that properly, so I hope I
He's
did.
A basketball player for the...
Thank you. Oh, I can't wait to hear that he plays Candy Crush.
I don't think that's what she's probably talking to him about sleep and being
Definitely
an athlete.
Okay. So in your line of work, Andre, do you think sleep is important? This whole podcast
you're
is meant
so
to...
good at that.
This podcast is meant to advocate sleep. If you're not for sleep, this is not the show for you.
Oh
if you
God.
Stay up all
you're
night,
so good at that.
I suggest you change the channel.
I sleep on the plane. I sleep on the bus. I like sleep. I don't sleep during practice. Coach don't like it when I sleep during practice.
Wait, let's do the whole podcast. Just me and you. So, Andre.
Oh my God.
Yes, Alejandra.
So, Andre, I'm wondering, with a head as big as yours, do you have to use a special pillow?
I like it on my pillow. My pillow is the best pillow. But I don't use that Sleep Number mattress. I always use that one that comes in a box that you have to open up and watch it. Don't kill the cat.
Oh, no. Edit that. You have to edit that out. We can't have anybody not sleeping on a Sleep Number bed. It has to be a Sleep Number bed. So, Andre, before you go to bed, do you have any kind of sleep ritual that you do? Or do you just conk out right on the bed? I mean, what do you do before you go to bed?
I have a survivor buff that I use, and I put it over my face so I don't have any light or any disturbance. That's what I do.
Oh, you know, that's such a good idea. You know, sleep hygiene is so important. You know, I'm a very famous sleep advocate. And what I would tell you is that anytime you could get it as dark as possible, darkness is very good for sleep. It's not helpful to sleep in the light. That's why I recommend you sleep at nighttime. Nighttime is the best time for sleep. Nighttime is the best time for sleep.
Okay.
Take a minute to get that one out. Yay, she says. All right, I'm done. I'm done with this bit. Oh, God. All right.
That's very good, though. You're very good at that. You're very good at that.
I don't even know what she really sounds like. I'm probably being very exaggerated.
I really don't think you are, which is the weird part. I think I was like, how did you know that she sounds just like that?
Because I have heard her be interviewed before, but I'm just exaggerating.
I thought I was being interviewed by Dr. Ruth.
No, that's the way you do stuff. You exaggerate them. And that's the point.
I was listening to Jamie Foxx be interviewed on Howard Stern yesterday morning. And he didn't even try to do a full on Oprah. He was talking about how Oprah called him one day to talk to him about his Oscar nomination. And obviously Jamie Foxx isn't going to do a full on real Oprah impression. But you don't even have to, with some people. You don't even have to do their voice, Ariana. You don't even have to do that. He was just he was like, so Howard, she called me on the phone and she was like, Jamie Foxx, this is Oprah. And right. And I don't sound anything like Oprah, but it was dead on for whatever reason. Right. It's Oprah. It just makes you think of her and the way she talks a little bit. So that's all I was trying to do. It's just a little cadence of Ariana. But I don't know. Jamie Foxx. It's Oprah.
It's so fun.
It's fun.
So fun.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Mr. John McKenna's.
Yes.
Is here in the house with us.
Yes.
And we want to thank you. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for bringing us out of the chaotic technological hell we were in, because he is the best producer ever. And if you want him in your corner, you need to go over to audioeditingsolutions.com so that you can have the bestest producer like we have as well for your show.
Hello. It's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. Yes, yes.
Ariana tells you have to call John right away. John from Audio Editing Solutions. I could not do my podcast without him. He is a genius. He is genius.
Genius. You're going to have to keep that, You're going to have to keep that, John. Keep that for your
I got to turn the mic off. I'm laughing, so I love her, Ariana.
I wish I could do, I wish I could do more celebrity impressions, but I really can't. I'm not that good at that.
Dun, dun, dun. Shall we do some tool tips now?
Elsie's tool tips.
Okay, so Elsie, I see. Did you add this or did I?
I
Looks like you
it.
Did. So Elsie added... Well, because I remember talking to you about it, but I don't remember putting it on here. But I was adding some stuff last night, too. Okay. So Elsie added the tool, whether you know it or not, Voxer. And why did you add this tool, Elsie?
Yes. Well, the thing is, we've talked about Voxer before. We actually were very excited with Voxer about a year and a half-ish ago, where we talked and we discussed it. And we're like, so excited, la la. And then it went away. It was like, eh. Just like everything else.
For you, it didn't go away for me. I've been using it every day since almost.
Well, it did go away for me. I was just not, I just haven't, whatever. It wasn't interesting to me anymore, But then it came back into my life and I have been using it in a group setting. And I've been using it for the E-League as a component. So everything that happens in the E-League stays in the E-League. No, I'm just kidding. But it's actually in Slack. We have a Slack group. But then I also wanted to have some kind of communication component to the thing. And Voxer is what I used. So there's a group chat that we use where everybody talks every week all the time. It didn't used to be all the time, but now that everybody uses it all the time. And for me, I think it's fun, and everybody has really gotten to know each other very well with it.
It's
now,
fun.
Other than that, though, these are the things that have blown my mind about Voxer. Number one is that you can download the audio. So I didn't know you could do that. Now you can actually download the audio. How cool is that? It is super amazing. The second thing that I didn't know that it did is it transcribes the audio. So
that's if you have premium, right?
I brought the Pro account.
I bought the Pro too.
It's so doable. I mean, it's like $29 a year.
It's like $29. Yeah, right. It's silly not to do it. Right. It's like $3 a month.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's obnoxious. But it's so cool because I was thinking like, we were actually doing a little Zoom meeting the other day for the E-League, and then one of our ladies sent in while we were all in the meeting, she was having trouble getting in, but she sent in a Voxer that was an audio Voxer, and obviously that's kind of weird because you can't really listen while you're in a meeting. And I thought like, oh, that's a bummer. We need to tell her to write this time. But I didn't know at that time that you could transcribe it. So literally, if you tap on that message, it takes you into another little screen. And then if you tap transcribe, it transcribes it in your face. Like it just goes, and it just tells you exactly what it says right there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And the other thing that it does that's amazing is that you can forward messages to somebody else. So if somebody says something that you need to hear or that I feel you need to hear, a response or something like that, you can very easily forward that to somebody else into a private chat.
Really, the
which
best
I thought
part,
was also very brilliant.
I think the best part is the walkie-talkiness of it. I'm glad that you're on there more now, Elsie, because I'm happy to communicate with you more like that. I have to say, as far as group chats go, I have found it to be less than peaceful. Let's just say that.
Right. Of course. And then I showed you how to shut it up because
I already knew how to do that. And that's one of those days where I was just like, you know, maybe we should rethink Voxer for groups. And then she sent me like four screen snaps on how to get rid of it, which like ended each one in like bitch. So like, yes, I know. I get you can turn it off. Thank you.
No, was it bitch? It was like I created it for everybody because I'm sure.
Here you go, bitch.
But I have found I actually have the differing opinion,
which is
from you about that.
Oh,
that I prefer the group communication versus the one-on-one. I mean, I like the one-on-one, and I think I'm probably going to keep the one-on-one. And now I kind of want more Voxer
friends.
I want everybody to have Voxer. Like, I'm like,
yes,
I'm not going to type this out. I just want to tell you right now. I don't want to type it. And I don't want you to, I'll talk, you know, it's just so annoying.
John, but will anyway, you get back on Voxer so we can Vox each other? Because having a group Vox might be even more efficient than Slack. It's just a matter of like, when the women are all working at one time and I'm not working at that time, it's like, doot, 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 doot. And then if I turn off the it doesn't stop vibrating either. Like I have to do the whole thing where I go to settings and because it's like a walkie-talkie.
It is.
No, I agree with you. It's
totally
a lot easier
is.
To explain something than try to type it out. And then when I do the audio part for the E-League, what I'll do is I'll just grab a screenshot and put a screenshot. It's easier for me to show somebody and kind of try to tell me, and then they can look at it, stop it, and do what I do. So, it's and trying to type that out so and be on the same page with the other person. You don't know their level of, you know, what their level of expertise is. So, you know, you don't know if you're getting it right. But, you know, doing either a video cast or even, you know, something with Voxer, that would help because they can at least ask questions back and forth.
Yep. And it's super – and usually it takes care of it. Like, I know that – you know, there was a question again in the She Podcast group about explicit and non-explicit and clean. And oh my God, it's that conversation keeps coming up all the time. I actually have a copy paste thing that I can do now. I copy paste because it comes up all the time. But one of our ladies and a mutual friend, Stephanie Pollock, she wrote in there. She was slightly confused about the difference between show setting and episode setting and how that affects things. And it is confusing for somebody who doesn't quite understand the concept of setting things in at the show level versus setting things at the episode level, which you can do. So I didn't want to type all that stuff out and be like really sort of mansplaining in a way, you know what I mean? Where I could just like, I could just really easily tell her, I'm like, dude, no, it's like here, if you do this, you do this. So what I ended up doing is I just went into Facebook Messenger and audio messaged her.
Yeah.
And that got it across, you know, because it was just so much easier for me to talk for 30 seconds than it was for me to type out something for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited by that.
Yeah.
And so if you guys want to check it out,
it's really fun, Jess, to do walkie-talkie. It is.
It's fun.
You and I should do it more.
It's fun as we totally do. I'm going to do it more because, but then I was afraid that you had turned everything off and then you wouldn't hear any Voxers anymore.
No, because I use it with Jessica Rhodes. I use it with a couple clients. I use it with, actually, you want to know when it's the best? When I'm shopping with my sister-in-law and we split up in Target, it's the best. Cause then I can be like, dude, where are you? Dude, I'm by the milk. Dude, okay, I'll be there in a second. It truly is like having a real walkie-talkie. It's the best. Only you can do it with anyone, anywhere. So Jessica Rhodes and I will do it sometimes too. Like she'll go, dude, I'm talking to this client right now on the phone and I totally think you should be. I'm like, dude, go ahead and email it to me. Dude, okay, great, thanks. That's all it needs to. It's like the best. It's so good.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. You know what else it'll be good for? I was just thinking it would be good at podcast movement, but you won't be able to hear the dudes. But for a lot of people,
well, you can check, but you can see the little.
No, but like for I was
you
thinking,
can check it.
I like to check in on you, especially when you're boothing. Dude, do you need some breakfast, Elsie? Dude, can I get you a salad for lunch? Like,
okay,
but you'll never hear it because you're talking.
So let me give you so here's how I'm doing it a couple of times where I'm like, this is the funnest part, and I know that this is really kind of weird and bizarro because I'm constantly wearing my headphones, right? But the cool thing about Voxer, at least the pro account, is that let's say I'm washing the dishes.
Yeah.
I'm washing the dishes, I have the headphones in, and Voxer's open. And it's time for the, you know, there's a work session happening in E-League and the ladies are like having a conversation or something. And then all of a sudden I'm just washing the dishes and I'm just, all of a sudden it's like people just start talking in my head. Like they just start, it doesn't beep. It just talks.
Right.
So it's sort of like listening to a podcast.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, it does.
with an actual live conversation. So I think that would work really well when we go to podcast movement because even if it doesn't make the beep, if I have it on and I have the headphones on, you will just immediately come into my head.
Yeah.
The bad thing is that I may not be able to answer you back right away, but the cool thing is that I may not be able to talk back at you, but I can type back at you.
Right. So true.
Yes, see.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
So true. So those are things that I really enjoyed. And what I haven't known, what I don't know about Voxer, and maybe you can help me in what situation this would happen, but one of the first times that I tried to put on like the group chat, I did it online. And online, you can only do like a broadcast. And so what's that? Like, why would you want to broadcast? So broadcasting is really just me talking to a large group of people and they cannot engage with me at all. Like there's no response. Mm-hmm. So why would I want to do that?
Why would anyone want to mute themselves?
No.
What?
No. It's a broadcast feature in Voxer. So when you broadcast.
Wait a minute.
In
I've
Voxer,
never seen
that,
that
means,
feature. Hold on. Oh, broadcast so chat, one-way messaging for groups.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So basically, it's you just get behind your soapbox, and then you just talk, and the people just listen. So I'm wondering, like, what is that for? Is that, like, for maybe, like, I was thinking corporate people, maybe? Like
corporate
you know,
people,
that you have, like,
or what
meeting?
If, like, so, like, for me, my clients, like, what if I want to tell all my podcasters, like, a change I'm making to the policy? I just broadcast it and then they can't because when you give people the opportunity to reply back, it's kind of like the Facebook Messenger, right? Then everyone starts going, thanks, thanks, great, great. Okay, thanks.
Oh,
it's a way to do that without having, you know, like I could get on there and hit up you and like Liz Covart, Natalie, whatever, and then just be like, hey, we're all meeting at dinner at 6:00. See you there. And then no one can say anything back, you know, and that way.
Yeah.
That way there's no back and forth.
So
do you need
somebody
a lift?
Does...
What time are you going to be ready? Are you going to be ready? Da, 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 da. Like, you don't need to hear any of that.
Right.
Right?
Okay. Well, that can make sense, too. Yeah. And I could see it for, All right. I could see it. I could see it. It just seems so like, you know, you're not allowed to speak back to me.
Right.
I will just speak.
Right.
But I could see how that would work, especially for like telling people news or I think in corporate environments, I was thinking like, yeah, maybe there's a meeting or maybe there's like, you know, the bulletin of the week.
Right.
Where you get behind the mic in quotes and then you basically just say, this is what's up. This is what we're doing. If you have any questions, come to see me or whatever.
Right.
We're having, you know, special lunch on Thursday. Go have fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, dude, that's pretty cool.
I
so
think
do you
so.
Have, oh, you know what? I don't want to talk about my pet peeve this time. We've been talking for so long already.
Yeah. Let's just go. We'll talk about another time.
So, yes. But if anybody else, you guys, those of you that are on Patreon, you're going to be exposed to the Voxer interaction with us. So I just wanted to put that out there. Jess, you are involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
yes, absolutely.
Yay, patrons.
Thank right you guys on. So much for everything. You've been a pleasure
absolutely.
And a delight today.
Yes. Oh, one more thing, Jess.
What?
One more thing. I am opening up the E-League for the summer, and I'm only going to do it for like a very little amount of people, like little amount, like less than 10. So if you are interested, please link in the show notes. We're going to start June 16th, and I already have half the spots like filled. So I'm probably going to only be allowing at least another 3 people in because it's not going to be like the first time. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested, please click the link in the comments in the show notes there and apply as soon as possible. Please, 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 please. That is all. Okay, go. Jess.
That's it. I just thank you guys so much for listening. If you have any comments about today's show, please hit us up feedback@shepodcast.com. Also check out the show notes where you can get the YouTube for that trailer, shepodcast.com. Join our group, facebook.com/groups/shepodcast. Also, we're on Facebook at shepodcast. The event for PM is at shepodcast.com/PM17. We're on Twitter at shepodcast, and we will see you around the interwebs. Don't forget to hit us up on Patreon.
Love you.
Goodbye. Love you.
Mean it.